We're doing Sefer HaKabbalah, the Meiri's work on Jewish history, and he had discussed the different works that were compiled by the Rishonim, really, the early Rishonim. Remember, the Meiri is himself a Rishon. And he says, you'll find that there were works that were not all-encompassing that were written, sometimes on this halacha or that halacha. And they wrote very shorthand because everyone understood everything. There was very little that they felt needed to be clarified. In general, you'll find this with regard to whatever is compiled in Sfarad, and the footnoter here keeps pointing out that in his opinion, whenever the Meiri says Sfarad, that's what he calls Babylon. He calls Babylon Sfarad. Everyone who was from the Rif, Rav Alpas, Rav Yitzchak of the city of Fez, Rav Yitzchak Alfasi, and earlier. And in France and Germany, that's the from the period of Rashi earlier, you'll see that the compositions were not all-encompassing, everything that preceded Rashi. Uva'aretz hazot, here in Provence, where the Meiri lived, b'chol ma shenitchaber min harav zkenenu hagadol ha'avad zal, u'min harav hagadol ha'nasih al Barcelona, rabbi Yehuda bar Barzilai, arba'a heim ha'meti ve'lechet ve'lemala. Here, all the works that preceded our great-grandfather, the Ravid, and Rav Yehuda bar Barzilai al Barzilai, everything that preceded them, you'll find that they were the turning point. These rabbis were the turning point. The Rif, Rashi, the Ravid, and Rav Yehuda bar Barzilai al Barzilai, these four were the turning point when commentaries started writing about all of Shas, as we find with Rashi and the Rif. Avot Talmud, they are, these four he calls the fathers of Talmud. Asher tchilu lechaber chiburihem noil toelet klali la'uma. They were the first ones, he says, who saw the need, and therefore compiled works that would help the nation at large learn Talmud. Kol echad bigvulo, each one in his area. Umehem nachtza kol haaretz. And from them onward, so everyone else took to their lead and started compiling works this way. V'derech klal ani omer b'chol ma shelmala mehem, mipihem ve'lo mipiktavam. And as a general rule, I say about all who preceded these luminaries, you got to learn from what they said, but not from what they've written. You want to see their greatness, he said, you can't see it from their works. Their works were written for the problematic student. The earlier generations, the Gaonim, you can't see their greatness from what they wrote, only from what they said. We learn from the authors and not from the written work. You want to know their greatness, you got to know the people. So that's what he was saying. That if you read the works of the Gaonim, very often you find that there isn't such greatness in their works, because there wasn't any great work necessary. In their generation, everyone knew it all. So here and there, they had a son or a student who wasn't too sharp. So for that son or student, they'd write a simple work to help them out. So you have the Shiltos written for Rabbi Chai Gaon's son, who wasn't up to par. He wasn't learning Talmud, so his father wanted him to learn something, so he compiled the Shiltos for him. And that's what you find. You want to know their greatness, you can't see it from their works. So going back to this point in Jewish history we were discussing, from that time onward, from the time that Rabbeinu Hananel was the leader and onward, nitmatai diat ha-chokhma, we find that our knowledge, our wisdom decreased. And because we became less sharp, so the works that were compiled had to be better. Suddenly the rabbis had to write better commentaries because people didn't know their stuff anymore. So that's why you find the turning point. After the Gaonic period, you suddenly find in the times of Rashi, Rashi puts together a commentary on Shas. Why didn't anyone else think of that? Because no one else needed that. In the times of the Gaonim, people knew Shas by heart. A Gaon had to rattle off Shas by heart. Of course they didn't need Rashi's commentary. Because when Rav Hai Gaon passed away, so more terrible things happened to us. V'gunav lev abriyot latet et olam b'libam merov tzorcham elav. People were in such dire straits that they could no longer master Torah. L'rov ha'olim v'amisim v'atashchorot v'agzerot. So many taxes, so many decrees. U'me'omes ha'omot aleinu, and the nations have put their weight so heavily upon us. V'aval zman ha'gaonut v'gea zman ha'rabanut. So what we call Rishonim, he calls Rabbanim. He says, at the end of the period of the Gaonim, we begin the period of the Rabbonos. And that is that at that time they stopped learning all of Shas. They'd only focus on the four orders. The four orders being Nashim, Nezikim, Moed, and I don't know if he's calling Zraim or Kachim. Moed, Nashim, Nezikim, Kachim. What he said earlier. And some of them only focused on three. I guess that would be Moed, Nashim, Nezikim. And even there, they didn't master all of those three orders. They'd leave some masechtas unattended. You find in one of their responsa with regard to a vow, you find the Rav Al Bartzalon, he quotes this response. It says like this: I want you to know in good faith, it's been 100 years since we learned tractate Nedarim in our yeshiva. The yeshiva didn't take the time to learn Nedarim. So you see, they didn't do all of Nashim. So you understand, there were less and less wise men in those days. And because Hashem had out of Hashem's mercy on his nation, when one person would arise and he was all, he realized his responsibility. If he was a master of Talmud, he realized his responsibility to benefit his nation as best as he could. He'd realized the necessity of the time. And that's why in this period, when you have the Crusades, in the period of the 12th, 13th, 14th century, when the Jews started suffering heavily under the Muslims and under the Christians, so then the rabbis realized they have to write as much as they could, that the nation needs written works. This isn't going to work the way it's been working the last millennium. For the first 1,000 years of our exile, it was okay. For the first 1,000 years after the destruction, everything had the Talmud and everything else was oral. And then comes the turning point. The rabbis realize, no, we got to write as much as we could. Some wrote works that just outline halacha, and some wrote works that are commentaries on the Talmud. And this came from a realization that times had changed. And that's what starts happening in the period of the Rif and Rashi, etc. We'll pick up here next time, Bezachim.